I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we want to start today in Cairo. Tens of thousands of Egyptians are back in Tahrir Square today, protesting a decision yesterday by Egypt's ruling military to postpone releasing the results from last weekend's presidential elections, as well as recent moves by the generals to strip much of the next president's authority. The Islamist Muslim Brotherhood claimed its candidate, Mohamed Morsi, won over Ahmed Shafik, who was ousted President Hosni Mubarak's prime minister. In a statement today, the generals, the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, or SCAF, said that premature claim of victory is what's causing divisions in the country, and they refused to reinstate the Muslim Brotherhood-led parliament, which a court dissolved last week. So is this a tipping point in Egypt? Joining us online from Cairo, reporter Thanasi Kambanis. Thanasi, I'm looking at the ruling military council's statement. They are blaming the Muslim Brotherhood for unrest.
The military junta is really desperate to keep in control of anything that happens now. And the real subtext of this statement is they're just being driven crazy by the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is disputing the results. And so they're doing a lot of things here in the statement. They're trying to tell people to be quiet. They're trying to tell people to wait for the official, if not very trustworthy, bureaucracy to issue its final ruling. And they're also warning people that any deviations from the law won't be tolerated. And that's a quite thinly veiled threat of force against demonstrations that cross some intangible line.
But who is president of Egypt? Yesterday was supposed to be the announcement. What's the sense of when that might come?
Right now, they're supposed to announce it over the weekend, and that's a possibility. But these days, everything is a real live possibility here. There's the chance that the results will be indefinitely postponed while the Supreme Presidential Election Commission hears the different allegations of fraud. And for the time being, the actual real acting president of Egypt is Mohamed Hussein Tantawi, the head of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. He's been the absolute ruler of Egypt since Mubarak stepped down, and that's the state of play today. And he's going to retain a lot more power, possibly even than the next elected president.
What's going on the streets? You write about an Egypt awash with rumors. What are people doing?
Well, people are angry. People are agitated. The followers of the Muslim Brotherhood are quite convinced by the, frankly, quite compelling body of evidence put together by the Muslim Brotherhood that their man won by nearly a million votes. They're also quite justifiably suspicious that the SCAF-controlled bureaucracy would be willing to steal that victory from them in the most unscrupulous ways. On the other hand, it's also important to be aware that the Muslim Brotherhood, in all likelihood, cheated extensively as well. So the rage and suspicion among those who oppose the Muslim Brotherhood is also running high because they see the Brotherhood as doing anything possible to get itself closer to power, and at the same time doing a show of force on the streets that's intended to intimidate anyone who would challenge their view of events.
Are most of the protesters in Tahrir Square today supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, or at least are many of them?
It's almost—it's overwhelmingly a Muslim Brotherhood protest.
Right.
For the last 3 days, there's been a smattering of other revolutionaries and dissidents in the square, but I'd estimate it's 90% to 95% Muslim Brotherhood.
But where are the people who became the faces of the revolution when, you know, Westerners were watching this from afar? I think Wild Ghanem, for instance, others who were in the, you know, the liberal movement that overthrew Mubarak. What are they saying? You quote another liberal who seems unconcerned about who wins. He says, you know, the nastier the regime, the greater the clarity, and we can have a second wave of revolution. What are those liberals thinking?
Well, we see a lot of fragmentation. Today, Ahmed Maher from April 6th and Wael Ghanem, the Google executive, appear with Mohamed Morsi in order to plead for unity, and they have agreed to support his administration if he is elected. Other revolutionaries, including a lot of the secular organizers of Mohamed El-Baradei's youth campaign, have actually been quite comfortable with the prospect of Shafik taking office because they detest the Islamists even more than they detest the military. So I've spoken to people I knew from the early days in Tahrir who actually said they would prefer the old regime candidate to win because in that case it would be clear to them what they were fighting against, whereas if the Islamists won, they would feel like they were being attacked from the front by the military and from the back by the Islamists.
Well, Thanasi, we got to let you go, but what happens now?
In the immediate couple of weeks, it's a voluble time, but really what we're settling in for here, and we should gird ourselves,
You use the phrase state of panic in referring to Egypt. I mean, do you mean that there's panic?
Well, on some of the days this week when the rumors were flying, a lot of people that I encountered really were in a state of agitated panic. You know, on Wednesday, people were just freaking out. On Thursday, yesterday, people were somewhat calm. Today, people seem a little bit more agitated again. In some ways, it very much feels like public opinion is getting played. And it seems like every time we have a day of calm, something comes up, like the reports that Mubarak was clinically dead, which were then quickly withdrawn, to put everyone back into that kind of state of near hysteria.
Yeah. Thanasi Kambanis, a Boston Globe columnist. He's also working on a book about Egypt after Mubarak, and he's been speaking to us from Cairo, Egypt. Thanasi, thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Robin.